Did you really just say that?
I showed it.
They don't give a fuck.
And oh, my permission, where they call.
The Honest Viewpoint Podcast, which you want to call. Honest Viewpoint from a human perspective.
What's going on, everybody? I am Juwan Clark, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Honest Viewpoint Podcast. And we have my co-host is back in here, the new co-host. We rebranded.
Me? You talking about me? We claiming me?
Who is me?
Hey, y'all, it's TM. Y'all know who it is. If you don't figure the fuck out, okay?
All right. And we got two of my favorite people in here. Go ahead, introduce yourself from my left to my right.
What's up, everybody? You already know. Maybe you don't. Oh! It's me. I'm Yamani.
Clout Master.
Okay. Some people call me, I don't know. What the fuck do people be calling me?
The shit.
Period.
Period. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, it's Yamani. Twitter, Broadway Tail, T-A-I-L. Instagram, Yamani V.
Period. Now, who is this young man to my right?
What's the deal? You already know what it is, man. It's Mr. Duffy, Andre Nichols, some may call, but formerly known as Mr. Duffy. Goofies, Duffy season. Follow me on Twitter, @_J4, and you know, we had to have a good time.
All right.
This is about to be the richest episode of this podcast.
Period, because y'all know who I'm here.
I'm broke. I'm the broke president in the room.
I would not have said that.
What can y'all say? Big body Benz, please don't crash.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into talking about some current events first. Let's talk about what we just seen on Instagram. So DaBaby was in the mall. I don't know what mall this man was in.
I'm screaming.
And on this video, somebody is, you know, trying to, you know, clout chase and say, DaBaby in here talking shit, da-da-da-da. I guess it was a Louis Vuitton store.
Gotcha.
Then DaBaby turned around, got on his camera and said, you was talking all that shit, what's up? Next video we see this nigga swinging on this nigga.
And he ain't had no pants on. He was in his drawers.
DaBaby has had this man on the floor, no pants, nose leaking like shit, and recording him saying, yeah, you was on that tough shit. So we gotta figure out what the backstory is. I don't understand what's going on. DaBaby in here in the fucking mall just swinging on niggas and shit. It gotta be something too. That's some crazy shit.
I wanna start by saying I love DaBaby. I love his energy. I love his music. You know what I'm saying? I really fucks with his vision. But to be honest, I was listening to him on The Breakfast Club the other day, and he was talking about the eminence of, like, creating illusions and shit. Illusions. He did, like, a whole event where he was walking around, you know, with a big-ass pamper on. The
so
whole event.
The fight was an illusion?
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
so you said it was fake?
I low-key feel like the bitch is fake because the camera shit, I don't know, man.
But I just don't know how that man got on that floor that quick. I wouldn't just go around and say I got my ass beat by DaBaby. I don't know.
Well, he said he didn't get his ass beat. He only had a scratch in his nose and he still was going out to party. That's what the guy said.
The nigga was on the floor in his bloomers.
He was folded for sure.
And DaBaby put it on his fucking page. Like, that's embarrassing as fuck. I don't want nothing
but
staged
DaBaby,
like that.
I don't
how
know,
much
it
was that bag to be doing some bullshit
like
that? It was
too perfect. Like, the nigga came. What kind of nigga gonna come up in this bitch? Because I know DaBaby was
smaller
than him.
First of all, they follow you around. You do got a valid point. Because they follow you around. And I'm
NeNe Leakes just had a video like that. And this lady like, I'm about to read NeNe Leakes. And did all this bullshit. And NeNe was just like, bro, get out of my face. And then,
well, she know for stuff like
where
that.
Where was
though.
Security? Where it was just so niggas is just fighting in this really expensive ass Louis Vuitton store.
I'm screaming,
honey. All right,
they follow you around
like,
in them type
niggas.
Stores. Yes,
black ass niggas. Some niggas were just up in here in this expensive ass store.
And they
had
his
ass
beat.
Dead ass had on like some Fruit of the Loom. Mm-hmm. Whitey tidy ass draw, so he ain't got no bread and shit. Like what? Like what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to going to the concert though.
I don't know. I feel like this shit was staged.
Yes. We gotta get some more details on that one. Have y'all heard what Wendy Williams said about her husband? Well, the media is saying that her husband and her son got into a big, huge fight or whatever, and the son punched the dude in the face, and then the daddy put him in a chokehold, and it's just a whole bunch of, I don't know. Do we ever find out who this woman was that was cheating
Kevin
with?
Was fucking on.
Kevin? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Kevin is Wendy Williams' husband of I don't know how many years, but they've been together for a while. And
you
apparently,
times and all.
She said she's been out partying and going on dates. And honestly, I don't know who would like to go on a date with Wendy Williams at this point, bro. Like, that's just not
her husband.
That's why her husband was cheating. Have y'all seen Wendy Williams, bro?
What's up with you in this motherfucking shade? Look, I mean, yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk.
But about who would really want to go with Wendy Williams? I haven't seen Wendy Williams in person, but I've seen enough.
Her attitude comes off very. I think her personality brings it down for me, and she always talking big money shit, but then don't want nobody to talk big money shit about her. That's contradicting. If you can't take the heat, get out the goddamn kitchen.
Yeah. It's probably the first time where some shit didn't have to be with her in the spotlight
and
shit.
This ain't the first
time. What else has she done? Well, coke, but, you know.
She talk about people be pat. She be talking about people health issues on that stuff, and then when her ass hit the do-do-do.
Real shit. Because the only person that's really called her out was motherfucking Whitney Houston. The motherfucking goat. Hell no. Whitney Houston cut the fuck into her. She said, "Who are you talking to?
Bitch.
You're not talking to me." Because she was talking about some, you've been doing crack this and that. She's like, no.
Nippy like that?
Who?
Don't they be calling her Nippy?
Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably where her mama called her and everything, but
Nippy.
Yeah.
I think they called her
Nippy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Mm-mm. How do y'all feel about, so they say that Whitney Houston's estate, they're trying to get her to have a hologram to like go on tour.
I saw that.
And release a whole new album. And in my opinion, I want
Michael
them.
Jackson.
No, leave
Tupac.
Them the fuck alone.
Yeah, I feel like
Tupac
that
shit was kind of lit,
Tupac
though.
Tupac stuff was sweet.
They family running out of money. That's what it sounded like.
I feel like once somebody has passed, they can't decide if they want that music out. You know
that
will
haunt the fuck out of you. Don't if I didn't
don't
say
touch
that,
my
don't.
Shit. Like quit begging.
The only person I don't want to hear nothing from Prince. I really don't. I don't like his music like that. But
yeah, they call Whitney Houston Nippy.
Okay, but I honestly don't.
You know what? Because what about to be coming for me like she misquote information and shit.
Yeah, I honestly don't want them to do no hologram with Whitney Houston. They need to leave that alone. Yeah, anyway. But yeah.
This nigga disagree.
Brother can't be his.
We gonna move on. And we also got some new music coming out, or new music that already came out.
YG.
We got YG just came out with his album. One of the album that I keep replaying is DJ Khaled's album.
That
whole album slapped.
But there was no Drake on it. I was so confused. I was like, where Drake at?
I kind of...
Drake?
You know, Drake, one of my favorite artists, but sometimes
your
I feel like... Yes, he is my favorite artist.
This man right here.
What's up?
Big Drake.
Yes, Drake is my favorite artist, but... I feel like the people that was on DJ Khaled album was good. My favorite song was a Thank You from Big Sean. And I also like, what was that we used to listen to?
You Stay.
You Stay.
That's my shit. That's I play that shit like, the lyrics in that song are so good.
I fucking love that song, bro.
It sounds like, you know, a nigga. You know what I mean?
And also I like the Wish in My, is it called? I don't know none of the songs. Like the titles of the song, but it's sung with Cardi B and
Wish.
I like that song as well too.
I didn't like the song with SZA at all. I felt like it was flat as hell. Like it was really boring.
I told you they needed a rapper.
It was
there.
Like halfway through the album and it was like a snooze fest.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on with my love's voice, but like it's not hitting.
It's done for SZA. SZA kind of done for right now.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wonder who he could have put on that album. That would have like really like freaked it, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause the song
did he had a baby on it? He had a little baby. It's too many fucking babies
running
around this motherfucker. Little baby, duh baby.
But I'm glad I ain't got no babies.
Okay. But yeah, other new music, we had Fever from Megan Thee Stallion. It was very, very anticipated. Everybody saying they having the hot girl summer and all that shit. So, what's y'all favorite songs off that?
I ain't listened to it.
You haven't listened to it.
I am behind. All I do is work on that goddamn business.
I mean, you know, you got to grind and shit. Like,
well, you send me, you make a playlist of everything I need to listen to, and I ride on out to it when I thought and bop this Memorial Day weekend, okay?
Well, speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, you know, she's in a whole competition with these women that's, you know, running for the, well, not running, nominated for the BET Awards, and it's Megan Thee Stallion,
Cash Doll with the ass, Cash Doll, Cardi B,
some other person, I do not know who the fuck this person is.
What's her name?
I don't know, I have to go find it. Then, of course, Nicki Minaj, trash ass in there.
Trash ass?
I don't
like her. When did Nicki Minaj have something?
No, I'm not.
She had that last album.
Y'all really think Nicki trash, bro?
Right now.
I think that attitude is trash, but I enjoyed Queen. That came out last summer, I think.
It's a few songs on there.
Right now, she's not top of the game.
I don't know why.
Because somebody called me out on it because I did follow her on Instagram and they was like, damn, you said, they went and saw it. Like, they went and looked and saw my name still following her and shit. But it was like, the bullshit that she been on, like.
Yeah, her attitude just doesn't come with her age. Like, you know, like, all her fans.
She's 36, about to be 37.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Old as fuck.
Is that old as fuck?
I didn't know she was at all.
She's seasoned. Well,
listen, all well, I who know
y'all think will win it?
I used to listen to Nicki when I was like 14.
No.
Or Cardi. They're not going to give it to nobody.
They let Remy Ma win last year, and she nominated again. But Remy Ma don't got no fucking songs. Like,
it's for sure going
to win her. I can't name.
Facing charges right now.
And that's fucked up.
She's always facing charges.
Because the girl that...
Who was about to fight?
Somebody named... I don't fucking know. Somebody off Love & Hip Hop. But they said that the girl was telling her to fight her and shit, and I guess she did it. And now she, like, I don't know. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. So the girl pressed charges.
Yeah. Her name Brittany, I think.
Whole ass bitch.
Don't know.
But he was supposed to be playing?
It's okay.
Who knows? They trying to send Remy Ma back to jail. That's kind of fucked up right now. She just had a baby and shit. But I feel like Megan Thee Stallion going to end up winning that. Just
I don't think they're going to give it. They're not going to give nobody who just
Nicki Minaj's not going to show up because
they're
going
to give it to Cardi for sure because they're going to base it off of 2018. Invasion of Privacy and Queen came out in 2018. I think, Tina Snow probably came out by Megan Thee Stallion in 2018. Yeah. Like, people, like, y'all gonna think of who's been, like, charting this shit. Megan just got on, so she probably gonna get it. If she do get it soon, it'll be at the next BET Awards.
And Cardi draws attention to the game.
I think Cardi gonna get it. Although, like, I believe Megan Thee Stallion definitely has the criteria to get it. I think Cardi's just gonna walk away.
But, like, I feel like Megan still got to, like, get her feet out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for her to win this, I feel like it would be...
She's been going a little crazy.
She has been going crazy right now.
So, you're talking about right from now. A longevity standpoint? Like, okay, like,
but they
what's
do
gonna
it.
Be,
they
what's
judge
happen?
It based off of before. All of this stuff has been chosen, been recorded, and all that stuff.
Right. But shout out to my soulmate, MC Light, narrating
that's
from heaven.
Well,
she not like she did. You know how she be in the
I was about to say, damn, is she like
and welcome to the BET Awards from the class.
They ain't replaced her another. She been consistent.
A consistent check, honey. And that's what you can
I just feel like they need to give it a rest with giving Nicki Minaj this award, bro. Like, you know, she won like 6-7 times already. Let it die. Yes, I agree that she did revive the female rap or whatever, but, you know.
Don't y'all remember earlier, though, like, BET's Twitter was trying to come for Nicki?
That's what I'm saying.
And
she,
that's why, I think
she's
that's
not
why she's nominated.
She's not going to show up.
I think that's why she's nominated, though. Like, maybe they feel bad.
Ain't that award show kind of a little beneath her?
She hasn't won a fucking Grammy. She's won 0 fucking Grammys. Cardi B won 1 at the
Beyonce
for a
year. That's a bunch of
year.
Bullshit because Cardi B does not write. Let's be clear.
Okay, fucking Safari wrote Nicki Minaj shit as well, so...
I believe Nicki wrote her own shit.
I don't.
No.
You can tell, bro.
Because once Safari left, he said it, like, once I left, your shit became ass, and her shit kind of became ass.
Their relationship is so corny. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all, do people really just break up and then decide to, like, tear each other down? Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you talking about them?
I'm talking about everybody that do that shit. Oh. That shit is so whack. Like, when I'm...
I feel like that happens because they really still hurt and shit, and then they see a lot of people saying, you know, stuff going on in their life. Yeah.
Why can't you be a hurt bitch and just turn into a better bitch?
Not
you know
really.
What I'm
it's really hard when they celebrities and shit and they shit always what in the media and
everybody
somebody saying, oh,
comments.
Did you hear them say this?
Up.
Did you hear them say that? And that just make it bad for that, you know, that friendship they can have after their relationship. So it's just steep. What you got going on since you done graduated and shit?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm still in school.
yeah.
Join the club.
So, you know, we graduated. May 4th, 2019. For sure one of the best best days of my fucking life, man. Right now, I'm kind of just chilling. I'm just working my full-time job, picking up a part-time job. And I really hate doing that, but it's like, I'm so bored now, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I just graduated from school where I was doing everything.
Everything.
And now, I ain't got shit to do but school go to work and go to the rough. Gym.
Oh, hell no.
I really think it's something about our school particularly that's, like, rough. Mm-hmm.
I do not like school. I've learned I don't like school.
But, like, Sam, like, I just feel like.
Grad school?
I just feel like.
I'm not doing grad school. Everybody know that one.
Ain't you doing grad school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let's
I am.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you trying to go far in life. What you trying to do with your is it your money?
You can call me your money.
Okay. You know, a lot of people like to go by their little call stage names call and shit. Money. TM.
That is me.
And that's all period. There's nothing wrong with having that. For right now, I'm your money. So I recently got accepted into the University of Michigan. I'll be getting my master's in health services administration from UMich. I'm super excited to move to Ann Arbor. Real, real nervous. But we about to go ahead and crank it out. I would say my biggest goal, my biggest and farthest goal would be to be a health care administrator. So, you know, I'm gay, black. You know, a woman, I never see that type of representation in health systems. There's never people that look like me that can empathize with me in health. So that's what I want to do. In the meantime, we just trapping and being gangster.
You got any side hustles, businesses that you got,
you know? I wouldn't say I would not say that I have, like, a business. I think I need to get in the process of developing a business because I have all these talents. You know what I'm saying? But
might I don't know. Well,
I mean, I've been doing a little bit of modeling, you know what I'm saying?
Instagram, that's where it started.
Doing a little bit of modeling, a little bit of hosting, a little bit of promo, a little bit of music. Be on the lookout for some music coming out this summer.
Oh, I heard that.
And, you know, we doing a little bit of filmmaking, so just kind of all over the place. All over the place, you know. But I'm trying to figure out how I can localize all these talents, put them in one spot where people, you know how you have, you know, your production site where people can go and see all of your black ass business.
I love it.
I need to figure out how to do that for myself, you know.
Get it cracking, get it started, shit. It's hard. I need an assistant. I'm going to get one. I'm going to do an internship for somebody
non-paid.
Be under my wing. It has to be. One day non-paid. It's going to be a paid internship when I secure the perfect bag that I need. Because I just finished up my internship with my news company. And I kind of want to find another job before I even think about going back there. Because I want to, you know, keep going. But, you know, I'll just be busy. Shit. What about you, Miss?
Miss Time.
Well, how's your business? How's your business, TM?
My business is flourishing.
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 Can we get some details?
Did we talk about this business before on a podcast?
Nah, not yet. I don't think so. I missed the business.
Well, we did talk about that on the last episode with D2 that you were starting it, but you ain't talk about the progression.
So, Time is Masterpiece. We do graduation stoves and caps right now, but. This upcoming fall, we will be doing grad t-shirts for all the Divine Nine and all of our fellow, you know, GDIs, because we show love to y'all as well.
I'm a GDI.
I'm not Greek
no more.
We'll be doing it's explosion too much boxes. Going on. We'll be coming out with a graduation card line, decorative stuff for opening with everything.
Damn.
It's all about expanding. Please look forward to we will also be giving... our two scholarships next year to two organizations for high schoolers, so I do look forward to that. I just want
to
tell everybody.
Back to some grad students.
Look, I ain't there yet. Look, baby steps. Baby
need some
steps,
bills paid
know?
Off.
But just everybody get back, you know. We was doing something with education, so we wanted to make sure we was giving back to the community. So it's taking off. Like, I think we did over 30 schools just for this past spring, and it said I started on March 11th. Woo! We doing a thing.
You're getting a bag like so, you.
Shop by TM. Brandon is key.
Period.
Okay. Y'all be done with the BS, you know. Keep pursuing. Follow your dreams. Don't ever let nobody tell you you can't do it. Even if it's rapping, I might not support it, but somebody will, okay?
What about you over here, Mr. Duffy?
What's the deal? All right,
so how your business is and your marketing
okay,
going so far?
Okay, he just got added on a roll today.
So,
on what?
A roll today.
Right now, I'm currently working with Mercedes-Benz
Financial Services.
Here we are. Y'all want money?
money man.
So I work within the marketing and sales support department as a 2019 intern. On top of that, I am a host, so I'm hosting different type of parties, events. Ooh. I'm hosting a party next Friday at Club Blue. Shout out to J3 Entertainment. In addition to that, I do brand management for different type of clients, whomever that may be. For example, J3, I work with him. I just got a possible client from an Uber driver, actually, a guy who has his own Uber car transportation system. He just needs some redevelopment for social media, so he hit me up about that. In addition to that, I am the president of the Zeta Delta chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, the execution chapter. So I work, entertainment. I have a new role that I have not even told anybody, but I am the assistant associate dean of operations for the 2019 Leadership Development Institute, sponsored by Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, hosted by the Zeta Delta chapter of Alpha.
Y'all hear them titles?
Like this is.
Do y'all hear these titles?
Feel me? So,
do you hear securing the bag? That's all I heard. Y'all broke.
So I'm definitely looking forward to the Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit in October. I'll be around big bosses, some big names. You know, a lot of other people be there as well. So I'm really putting my hands in every bag that I possibly can.
All I hear is money.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my job to pay for me to go to bed.
All I hear is money. I'm money. Just ready making
to,
money.
Ready to graduate. The bag. So far, it's looking like December 2020. So another year and a half, but we still gonna graduate because we party hard. We stay up late, but most of all, we graduate. You know?
Period.
See, don't say it like that, though. Don't be like another year and a half. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
it
don't
matter the time.
I meant to like,
it don't matter the time.
Absolutely.
Look, I did 5 years of undergrad, and I regret nothing. I personally feel like
literally
that last year that I did, that was like my best year. Like, I fucking ate in that year.
You know it's the opposite for me. The exact opposite, because I literally was going through it. Like,
I mean, niggas going through it too.
Because I'm like trying to make sure I'm getting my money up and shit. Then I'm trying to make sure I secure an internship.
Yeah,
but the internship was unpaid and shit. And then I still had some bills that was just coming at me, bill collectors. Just, hell no. I had the opposite experience of what
so
you're talking
here,
about.
The thing is, I don't think you had the opposite experience. I think that might have been one of your best years too, because you were talking about all the shit you were still able to accomplish.
Real shit!
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
in
true.
Turmoil. This motherfucker said I had bills on bills and unpaid internships, but I still made it work and I still graduated.
That's true.
So before you know what I'm saying? Like, but I, that was, shit, I was going through, I was going
the
through
bad,
shit
like I always tell everybody, you know, you always have your positive moments, you always have your good moments, but somehow that bad sometimes just is always there and shit, and that's always what's in the back of my mind personally.
But I mean, look at it.
But
it push,
I shouldn't look at it like that way. It
push
does push me. There's a lot of bullshit that I've been through already through 2019. But look, we making it, making money and shit. And this business shit is not easy at all.
Like, hold on, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Because
you go ahead and start, Tiffany, because I got a lot of shit to say.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about business specifically, yours.
Okay, so look, Timeless Masterpiece is flourishing, but I had several businesses, but let's talk. Tip me. That was like my baby. I invested so much money in that goddamn business.
You
talking
about what it was. Tell people.
Okay, so Tempe was a jewelry business. We was doing body chains, foot chains, basically stuff for people that was in Miami and Cali. We were doing everything. Everything. And I mean everything. Stuff that you would probably see in fashion shows and photo shoots and stuff like that. Knowing your target market is key. Me selling that junk in Detroit, it wasn't going nowhere. Nowhere at all. And I mean struggling. I was buying stuff in advance and stuff. But it looked pretty on Instagram. Folks thought I was doing it.
I did.
Felt terribly. And I mean in thousands.
How are you doing?
Thousands of dollars?
Yes.
No.
Thousands.
Of course not.
And to me, I learned from it because I took everything what I learned from that. Mm. I implemented that Timeless Masterpiece. I still went the approach about like with the marketing stuff differently. But I guess the key to say that even though if you fail one time or you don't do like how you think that you're supposed to do, you keep going, you keep trying. Find what's for you.
Mm. That's true.
And don't take off of what somebody doing on Instagram, social media, and all that stuff and say, hey, or whatever. just because they doing it good don't mean you going to get it easy either. Because it don't work like that. Definitely like, not. It's nice where I know some of us on the phone and we all grinding and you think just because you on social media, you can just sell your stuff. Because we can talk about that because folks just think, oh, I don't want to go to work no more, but I want to be an entrepreneur.
Yo, you still got to make sure that you balancing all that shit. And that's the hardest part.
I work 50 hours a week and come home and still work on this shit. 50? And half the time, hell, I think I ain't doing enough.
40 is enough for me, and I feel like I'm doing enough.
But I feel like on a business tip, like, you know, like, talk to people. I hate them people who feel like you got to go to a seminar to learn some shit.
Yeah, I don't,
you saying the same stuff that's free on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter.
Damn.
I don't know, though. When I think about seminars and shit like that, I think about it as, like, just multiple opportunities, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we probably getting the same information, but I'm probably interacting with somebody that could be my next business partner. I'm interacting with somebody that, you know, could have a job lined up for me or some shit. So,
Have you been in the ones that they be hosting in the city? By us, sis.
By who?
By us, sis.
What does that mean? I wouldn't go to a
seminar. By the one that's people that's our age with businesses similar to us. Have you been
you mean that? Those Forex things?
We do not talk about Forex.
Oh, God. I'd be so mad. You ever follow a girl on Instagram?
Somebody quoted it talking about, oh, God.
No, let me rephrase. You ever have a girl.
You don't want to make money. You don't want to make money.
Listen,
you ever follow a girl on Instagram? She be fine as hell. And then you see that Forex shit.
And you got to go.
There are three reasons I would let go of Thirst Follows. Reason one, you got a nigga. Bye. You got a babe. No, I'm playing.
I can deal with that now at my age.
I can handle a baby. We grow as hell. But no, the top two are definitely you got a nigga. Both of them. If you have a man, goodbye.
That credit card emoji up in there, nope, bitch, toodaloo. What it make?
Yeah, every time y'all seen that New York gist when they be like, not you.
Shit, if it be the baddest bitch.
I'm not talking about.
I was looking on this girl's story, saw some cute ass selfies. The next one was, I should be trading right now.
Why are you not? Oh my God. But listen, I don't knock nobody grind hustle, but just know that's just not for me.
Seminars to me is not good enough. Like, okay, take for example, like I love me some the real BB Judy.
Who?
The girl who sell it, the Kaleidoscope drop. She be out here making bread. She sell out in minutes, be making $1 million in 10, 20 minutes. Like, she hosted a seminar or whatever, and, like, they was really showing results about how the stuff that she was talking about. Now, the seminars I'm talking about is the same information that we all know, or half of the time when you go to the seminars, they don't want to tell you nothing at all. We just sitting there talking, and you beating around the bush.
That don't work. None of them seminars work for me because, one, my attention span is too motherfucking long.
Or the woman empowerment conferences. Where they got the people on the panel. Us, our age, finessing.
You know, I don't know.
I just can't do it. Kudos to that. That's just not the type of person for me. Like, I feel like if we not talk about the real nitty gritty in order for me to get a successful business, let's talk about how it's important to create a bank account for your business. Let's talk about credit card history. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can network together. Let's create a goddamn spreadsheet saying, hey, you need graphics. These are some people to go to. You need da 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 da. But they don't,
well,
we don't
kinda, I was in a chat where, you know, we had that where it's supposed to be all of the businesses using it, don't know if you was in it or whatever.
It ain't go nowhere.
And then it's called like the Black Wall Street.
It ain't go
and
nowhere.
It literally didn't go anywhere. And I kind of wonder, like, why didn't anything
I feel like people be so scared to share information because they feel like if you share something,
yeah, somebody else going to try to steal
it.
That's true.
Why are you being so
self-conscious
about that shit?
That's definitely the MSU mentality. I think that's what was, like, triggering a lot of my, like, depression because I felt like when I was going to state, everything was about a competition, and it wasn't even like we were fighting the same. It wasn't like you ever played.
Because you your own person, and if it's meant for you to do good, you're going to do good, and you do stuff different. effortless.
I feel like a big problem is that everybody wants to do something just to have their name or a title associated with themselves. Like
all them damn orcs that do all of the same fucking thing.
And on
oh,
top
you
of
talking
that,
about Divine Nine?
No.
No. No, player.
No.
But even Divine Nine, even in Divine Nine, like, niggas will, like, die sick. Before they get together and do the same service project. God. Especially, like, I
forgot we all agree. I'm not Greek no more.
I mean, neither am I. But, no, seriously, like, I like to think we in what's called a clout drought. I think everybody...
Clout drought.
A clout drought.
God.
Like, I think everybody is, like, obsessed with, like, attention. It's not enough attention to fill the capacity that the people need. Like, I see people doing shit all the time. Like, just look at me. Like, just look at what I'm doing because I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? And I think that because we have so much of that, nobody is thoroughly thinking about what the fuck they're doing. They're just doing the first thing that they think will get them another attention fix.
Everybody's trying to do it for the recognition. Everybody's trying to do it for the fucking Instagram.
Like, why are you filming?
That's why Instagram is trying to take away the motherfucking likes and shit.
Yeah, I heard about that. And now if you don't record you doing community service, you ain't do it.
Like, hun, I be doing community service all the time and won't even tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
They cut it, just like when they cut it to... When they cut to Oprah opened up a whole goddamn school and another goddamn country when the shit wasn't popping. And now we want to bring it up when the come on now.
I just have one thing to say.
Come on now.
My biggest regret in life is that I did not graduate from Morehouse in 2019.
And I should have took my
bills paid.
Oh,
my loans. All of that. I need all of that fucking pay. And I did not go to...
Did y'all
That's what I'm saying. I said I wish I would have graduated from Morehouse in 2019. See? Right fucking now. I wish I was in the seats.
Like, y'all, I wish
dog, I'm so fucking pissed right now. Like,
I
y'all
wish
know
I
how much
the
in debt.
Vein
I am pissed. Because it's really not fair. Why does nobody do
ever
no
know
shit
that
like that?
White boy meme with the dude holding his mouth. That's what your mom looks like.
Dog, I am very heated. I am so passionate about this. This man donated. Right, he said all of the generational wealth that his family, all of the money that they have saved up, inherited, they are giving that, paying the loans off for these young men.
Did y'all hear about the details
Morehouse.
Of that, though? Like, Morehouse was kind of being petty with it because Morehouse was like, he can only pay off the loans that
you don't
that
tell me who can pay off
students.
My loan, nigga.
So, like, if somebody took out, like, a Parent Plus loan, like, those loans don't count. It's
that's
just
not fair.
The loans that the students took out, which...
My mama only took
out
a few at the end.
He doing more than what him right. I can afford.
I mean, it's I don't think it's his fault. I think it's Morehouse's fault.
I mean,
but
how you gonna tell him that he can't pay off everybody?
I don't
loan?
Know. It could have been something I heard in past.
Y'all don't want money.
I feel so bad, y'all, because Jawan was like, I wish I was graduating from Morehouse, and I was like, I wish I was graduating from Spelman. But he was talking about for the school funding. I was talking about to be around like women exclusively.
No, if I could have went to any other school, it would have been Howard, though. Like.
I really wish I would have went to an HBCU, but I do think I think that going to a predominantly white institution taught me a lot. I hate that there's
so much
debate and like nobody's focusing on the fact that niggas are in college getting multiple degrees and good ass jobs. Like we're dead ass dismantling like generational poverty and generational education gaps, and niggas would rather talk about if you had a fucking fried chicken Friday or if you were eating in fucking Brody like the rest of us.
Hell no, nah, but
and the social media era is just soaking it all up because as long as they put the little filter on there,
because social media need a good laugh, all that shit. But yeah,
I need to work with them.
Social media is definitely beneficial though, if you use it the right way.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about.
I get paid for my phone,
and that's on period.
Social media is powerful as hell. Cause shit,
Twitter.
If social media wasn't powerful, shit, people would not do.
Oh, I got Twitter on a lot.
Seriously, I'm trying to figure out another way I can like maximize my social media too. Cause I'm really trying to get some bread off.
It's crazy.
Since we're talking about social media, let's.
Oh yeah, come on. I feel like I know where
you're
going
to
go with this.
I feel like with social media, it's definitely, in terms of like leveraging your social media, it's all about having a solid personal brand. Like if you are somebody who's trying to monetize something that you have on your social media account, you have to have a personal brand in which there's a market. So what I mean by that is I would not promote something that I don't see myself wearing, I don't see myself investing in. But for example, if I was promoting a suit and I said, hey, if you were to purchase this suit, use the code Duffy and you get 30% off. People are more inclined to purchase that suit because I wear suits on a regular basis. It's it's something that people can gravitate towards. Like, oh, if Dre, you know, trying to hustle up and get some money by, you know, advertising a suit, I'm going to show love and buy that suit. So it's like, I don't understand why people are promoting stuff that they have no type of correlation to. I am not about to retweet or share your music if I do not like your song. I will listen to it, but I don't tell me, hey, bro, can you retweet this? No, I'm not going to.
But you know exactly why people are doing it. They're doing it, you know, for money, I would assume, right? You ever see that, like, message me for promo shit? People be promoting all types of dumbass shit. But it's a market in that.
But that's the same. I don't do things just for money. I do things for the purpose of what value is it going to bring to my name.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
That party that we promoted at Benny's, I promoted that because I knew the plan behind what the owner was trying to do. In addition, it's going to put money in my pocket because I know that on the campus of Michigan State University, the 18 and up crowd has nowhere to go. They have no party places. But if they see Dre hosting a party, and Dre is a party person, you know, like Dre trying to get all this, you know.
I think when it comes to that 18 and up shit,
sparked a whole new conversation.
I just don't think that they, like, y'all got to get more innovative. Like, there's definitely.
Y'all don't want to go. Y'all don't want to go to no damn house parties. Y'all don't want to fucking start no type of. I don't know. It's just with the whole 18 and up crowd is so dead.
I'm sorry. I hate to skew the conversation, no, but like, good. I think what I'm trying to get at is, I think that our emerging leaders, the people, the MSU's 20s and shit, y'all have so much potential to do, like, to just come with heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all dead ass have the people, like the Jawans, the Yamanis, like the people that came to MSU and ate that bitch. Like, think about it. You can't even drive on Grand River without seeing photos of Juwan, right? Me, I'm a whole dyke that did a pageant and
killed the shit.
Went crazy.
Ate viral that pageant. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, y'all have, and Juwan and I, we weren't even paramount when it came to student leaders. We were just really good student leaders. You know what I'm saying?
And it started with that social aspect too.
Y'all have us as y'all mentors. Y'all have us as the people that did it, that thrived in it. So that means that as y'all are coming up, y'all have the potential to come even fucking harder because all the mistakes we made, all the stupid shit we did.
We can learn from.
I feel like they just want instant validation sometimes. Like, I think that the emerging students, the emerging everybody clout. Just needs that clout immediately. Like, we not gonna act like clout. Me and Juwan did not come into MSU fire as fuck. Mm-hmm. We did not.
Yeah.
To be honest, my first year at MSU was fucking awful. I wound up getting an MIP and getting put on fucking probation my first year. I wasn't even going to come back to MSU. My sophomore year, that's when I decided I wanted to be more prominent on campus. I started, like, writing my music and stuff like that. In my junior year, that's when I became a Sigma woman. So that's still, and I wasn't shit my junior year. Like, I had spent the whole fucking fall 16 becoming an SG Row. Then spring 17, I was just kind of doing my own thing. It wasn't until my first senior year that I became the Yamani. That's three fucking years before I became
somebody. And that's what I'm saying. Folks don't understand you,
you know?
And I was doing my hard work even before Alpha and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a team.
Had them banners up before. I'm like, look, y'all need me.
I was on the Black Student Alliance.
Y'all need me before I did
anything
other than that. East Neighborhood Black Caucus, too.
And you're supposed to come to your organization before that, like, with all the, you know, characteristics and stuff. Like, yeah, you know, kind of.
I'm not from the city, so I don't have none of that. It was just, I went to a white school. They threw my ass out. It was like, good luck. So,
yeah, them networking skills that I learned. Like, I was just a social person and then went to other, like, I went to more than just parties. I went to other people, you know, weeks and stuff that they had, all their programs and stuff, and just, you know, had conversations and, you know, was engaged and shit. Like, just meeting people and not trying to put myself in, like, this whole little friendship group, whatever, like, oh, I'm only gonna be with this person, this and that. Like, I just network and talk to people and shit, like, and that's how you,
people,
you know,
are not chasing the clout. Like, I've seen so many people, like, try to get cool with me because they think it's gonna, like, enhance their fucking, like,
you know,
image
or
some
shit.
Sorry, I don't.
I think
no
it's
correlation
like the whole entitlement thing. They feel like, oh, you supposed to get them the information. Oh, we supposed to help you with everything, like. Wasn't nobody there to help us,
you know?
Learn the hard.
But
we don't mind.
We don't mind.
I mean, no, in general, I'm like, nope. They looking for literally hold my hand. This is exactly what you need to do. Like, everybody's bumps in the road, it's not the same.
True.
It's not. So sometimes it takes for you to fall on your goddamn ass for you to figure some shit out.
Whew. That come up game, man. It's something else.
And that whole everything, if it ain't on the cell phone, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, niggas gotta go out and actually.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love me some Google.
And I love me some fucking Instagram, social media, all that shit. But you gotta get off the social media. Go to some shit. Like, even if you're trying to share the shit, like, because a lot of people will go to some shit just to put on the fucking social media. Like, okay, like, if you're going to a party and shit, like, get some fucking excitement out of a party. Like, if you about to get a twerk from a bitch, enjoy that twerk. Like, all that shit.
People do not even know how to twerk.
Oh, excuse me.
I go to a party and I be
twerk from a beautiful young lady. And you don't have to put all that, like, okay, the event is lit and all that, it's that. But a lot of people are going to use events just to put on. I don't refer to Snapchat. I don't use that anymore.
I'm dancing for 4 hours straight.
Cause it's like
you can record it, but you know,
I really feel like this these phones and social media, it's a blessing and a curse. Because like you really can come on the social media shit and eat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you really can make a bag out of this. Or it can bite you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Like
true.
What the fuck? I'm going to parties and it's dead ass been everybody on their phone. You know what I'm saying? Like
because if I don't feel like talking to nobody, I'm about to be right on my phone. Like. Mm-mm. But I feel it.
I feel like people just, that affects, one of the biggest effects is that people do not properly learn how to communicate with other people.
Communication is key, like, for everything, and that is going to be the downfall of a lot of different things. Like, you don't know how to communicate well.
One of my biggest turnoffs is if I see a beautiful young lady, and then I try to have a conversation with her.
And her breath stink.
Yep.
That too.
I will turn the fuck around.
I just find no type of intellectual stimulation. Like
same, it gotta be that moment.
That same conversation.
It don't have to be.
It's the moment she gotta be like, "Hi, Duffy, E=MC². Like, what the fuck?
No, I just feel like I'm not the type of person when I have a conversation with somebody.
Make you think differently.
Exactly. I'm gonna ask you open ended questions because I wanna see how you can articulate. I'm not about to ask you a yes or no question. I'm about to say, "Are you in college?" Yes. I'm about to be like, "Hey, so you know what you got going on with your life right now?" That's an open-ended question.
That's interesting. I just graduated from Northwood University with an MBA in management. So what
basically
you doing?
Saying have a stimulating I'm conversation, just saying, like, not no basic bland
exactly.
ass conversation.
If you just
the same
said, oh,
basic bland
I'm
shit.
Studying this. I'm doing this. I'm gonna get bored right off the rip because that lets me know that you're not putting any effort behind a simple conversation. But
or she just used a mediocre ass.
And she gonna have to break out of there. Stop settling for less. The fuck?
If I pick that
that's
up,
her problem.
If I pick
no,
that up, that lets
mine.
Me know that I'm
not
I'm,
mine.
That's not she's not on another level that I want.
I just don't understand how you can get that out of like a first impression conversation. Like
I'm saying like it's as I pick it up through the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna just stop the conversation
giving
just
that
off
time.
One question.
If you see
right.
a boy
walk
time.
Up, where you go to school?
No. I'm saying like as the conversation picks up. I
hear what you're saying.
I'm not about to just do it just off the first like 2 minutes. Like,
I really can't do any type of boring conversation. It has to be something like if I see at that moment that the conversation is about to end, it's dead. It's not even that you got to be intellectual having some type of conversation talking about politics and things going on the earth. No, I want to know a little bit about you and shit. And if you keep on giving me these bland ass answers and shit just to answer the question and shit, like I'm trying to get to know you, like. You can engage in the conversation like, oh, not even just what about you or what, you know, got you into this and this and that. I see you do this and that. Like, you obviously know me from something or we had a conversation in person. Let's talk about our lives and shit. But if you about to keep on, oh, yeah, I did this. Oh, I do this. Yeah, I do that. Oh, I go here. No, that shit is boring to me and I'm not going
like
to respond.
Tell me about,
shit
like,
really
tell
dead
me about
to
yourself.
Me. You got to have some type of, you know, I don't know.
So you got a list of texting conversations, texting topics?
I do. I don't have a list, but I have like in
your
mind,
head.
I know how to maneuver.
Because I'm like, I hope you don't have a fucking
the
list.
Same old, what you doing? How was your day? I know how to get. I don't do that on a regular basis. Tell me about, you know,
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, because if you asking me, what you doing for the fifth time in one day? Actually, after the second time.
Sometimes the shit change, and I really be want to know what the fuck going on at that time. What you want now? Did anything change?
From da 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 to da da da.
That's why you gotta get outside the box. Like when I start talking to a new young lady, I'm trying to ask questions that no one's ever asked you before. Like I want to know big like facts. Creative questions. You know what big I'm saying? Facts, I want to know what you would do if you were stranded in the woods and only had three things. What would your three things be, and what would you do? Or like I want to know what you would do with $1 million.
It do be some women that you gotta really pull it out because they have that in them, but you just gotta really get to know them. Like literally,
it takes time.
You have to pull it out of them and make them a little bit comfortable. Like I can see how some, well, specifically for me, like how some young women will kind of be uncomfortable, like not all this, like what you said, like used to some boring ass niggas or whatever, and not used to having a genuine conversation.
That sucks.
Think about it for me though, because it's like you used to boring ass niggas, and I'm an interesting ass little bitty dyke. Like, oh, man, come on, man, this is a whole new world.
First.
Oh my god.
You are goofy.
Yeah, that communication is everything. That for communication real. Out there.
Oh my god.
That just with any relationship.
Communication cannot just be via text.
That's true.
Somebody.
See, I'm not even the type of nigga. I do not like text. I'm a cake ass nigga.
I like both.
Call me, pull up.
I like both.
You have to mingle some type of stuff.
You gotta know my schedule to FaceTime me though, out of nowhere.
Okay, man, I made it. That's the best thing.
Let me pull up with some $2.
Let me pull up.
Don't say you miss me.
Just come see.
Well, you need to know what the fuck I'm doing. You gotta.
Like, don't be out in the driveway and like I'm outside, bitch.
No, I'm not coming.
Did she mean to text me that?
I did not tell you that I was coming outside.
And it's green. Oh,
no, nothing like that. We can plan it. Like I like being able to plan something or whatever. Like, oh, you want to be able to do this. Like, but if you always gonna be on some spending type stuff, then let's go. Like,
what's up with spending, man?
I feel like effort, E for energy. We reciprocating that all 2019.
But shit, I can't even blame shit. Sometimes I be busy though, so shit.
You make time for what you want to make.
That's why I can't get into texting because it's like I can't be sitting here looking at my phone. Like, since I'm trying to do these fucking dishes, like, call me, girl. Call me. I have AirPods. Call me so we can cake by way of these AirPods. Honey, like, stop, like, come on, or come over, like, what the fuck, I'm texting
you. Won't
you
come over?
Then I'm the type of nigga I always be misinterpreting text messages and shit.
Okay, hello.
Like, if I'm texting a girl,
no,
I hate being ignored. Read receipts. Let's talk about that.
I don't do that.
Now look,
that's disrespectful.
And then you get to typing, and I see you typing.
No,
and you
I don't.
Stop. If,
after I respond to a message, I have to exit out of that text thread and I have to shut down that app.
I don't want to see that. I hate it. Check it out. So let's say you're talking to somebody, right? What's the maximum amount of time you can go? Like, if you text them something, right? What's the latest amount of time? Like, what's the most amount of time they got to text you back?
Before you double text?
I don't double text, honey.
Sometimes I do.
If you don't text me back, it's fine. Because the next morning when you wait on a response, I'm gonna one up you.
Sometimes any girl that didn't fuck with me, they know I'll send them eyes like shit.
No, fuck that.
And they respond back.
You gonna feel my wrath
for me?
I ain't never get a response from motherfucking eyes.
It depends on the question, but like if it's unless like a regular time of day, and it's like I text you, and by the time you text me back, Apple is reminding me what time it is. You know how the time be at the top? It's been over an hour. Like this
back.
Bitch late as hell texting you.
But you know. Sometimes yes. I really be sleep for hours, so
you do be sleep
literally.
And half the time, it be folks be ignoring you when it's in a heated conversation, like text back, like this.
No, because they could be talking about it today, homegirl. Like they really could be
okay,
to, like, asking,
and we gonna continue the conversation.
No, I can't do that because mm-hmm. I literally be sleep.
I promise you, my naps turn into fucking nights.
I hate
work
being
to sleep.
Ignored. That's like,
if I don't text back, I promise you, oh God, I'm asleep.
I hate it when I text somebody and it's like, we're having a conversation and it'd be like 4 hours later. You know what I'm saying? And then they give me my response. It's like, my nigga, we got to start a whole new conversation. How are you? I'm doing good.
Okay. Continue.
Trying to pick the conversation.
So what did you end up doing last night? That's where it leaves sometimes.
I'd be petty. I'd be like, good morning.
Yeah, sometimes I just got to start the whole, good morning, let's start the whole conversation. I'll restart the conversation. Let's start the day over, shit. Start the conversation over, boy, shit.
I'm doing well, thank
I
you.
Do that all the time, so I can't.
Ooh, I do that with two of you, money.
I'll continue the conversation. Obviously.
But yeah, to wrap this up, hopefully everybody, you know, getting their stuff in order. So, do you guys have any final remarks for the episode 5 of the podcast?
We talked about a lot.
We did. I would say my biggest advice is always understand that the things that you're doing in life are not meant just for you. Your purpose and the things that you are putting into the world are for other people. Like, a lot of people are doing things under selfish, you know, motives. They're just doing things for clout, doing things just because they want the validation, they want the recognition, not understanding that it's all about the impact. A lot of times people forget that when you leave this earth, if you have no type of legacy, if your name holds no type of weight, what impact did you really leave? You know what I'm saying? Like, people should hear your name like, wow, I remember when that person did this, or when that person did this for somebody else. Like, stop trying to do things just to have your name on a war. Because when you leave, that war not going to mean nothing. What's going to mean something is the impact you left on somebody's life in a positive manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop trying to do things just because, so somebody can tell you congratulations. Stop trying to do things just so people can give you a pat on the back. Just do things because it's the right thing to do. You don't need to record everything. If you see somebody on the side of the street and they struggling to get something to eat, just give them $1. You ain't got to be like, man, I saw somebody struggling, gave them $1. You ain't got to tweet it. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of that's all it is. So that's my advice. Saying you're less goofy.
That's great advice, Pers. I would say for me, you know, I hope y'all were able to get the point throughout all the chaos of this episode that, you know, I think everybody here right now, we done been through some shit. Mm-hmm. I know specifically for myself, I done been through a lot. And in my darkest days, it was around the time when I just wasn't doing right. I wasn't doing right by myself. I wasn't doing right by other people. I was just doing whatever I wanted to do. And those were the days where I struggled the most because I wasn't fulfilled with life and I wasn't pleased with myself. Right. So as of late, I have been focusing on living a more fulfilled life. And I think that the only way to do that, or one of the best ways to do that, is by leading with love and not hate, not animosity, not jealousy, but leading with love. Like, you should want to see people. You should want to see people get on, because especially Black people of color, you should want to see people out here eating. So if you got a trick or a trade, you know how to do some shit, you can help somebody get on, help them get on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we too jealous nowadays. But when you lead with love, I don't know if y'all spiritual, religious, whatever. I don't know if y'all witches, Wiccans, I don't know. But when you lead with love, the universe pays it back to you times three. I promise. There have been moments where I have been on my knuckles down to my last, and a random ass check for a band or just hit my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's because when I'm living my life, I'm living it to be better than I was before and to help make people better than they were before. I'm genuinely out here loving people despite they past, they bullshit, all that, unless you really got me fucked up. Because some people, I'd never be out here loving Trump and anybody that supports that nigga.
Don't say his name on here.
Period.
No.
But you want to lead with love, and I promise you to put you right where you need to be.
Yes, that was a great closing remarks. Just make sure you always stand on your grind. Make sure you know what you got to do. Take some time out for yourself and make sure, you know, you put yourself first, because it's been times, you know, this year where I'm like, you know, I'm doing too much, you know, and now that I've ended this internship, after releasing this whole website and everything, you know, I took some time.
Small flex.
You know, took a little break from, you know, the whole social media stuff, relaxing, you know, trying to find ways to release my anger issues in healthier ways. And it's been a little bit better. It's getting there still, but remember always, you know, take time off of yourself again. Make sure you're not being a cloud chaser. Make sure you're doing what you want to do. And make sure you got a plan in order for what you want to do in your life.
And use your downtime to set yourself up.
Yes.
There's no reason why y'all should wait till the busy time to plan stuff out. Y'all ain't doing nothing.
12 P's.
Like, figure it out. Get an accountability partner. I swear, like, it will help you, because it's like, y'all help each other out. Somebody to hold you accountable for you to make sure to do stuff, and you do the same. So figure it out.
Get to it. Thank you all for joining
us. Thank y'all.
For the fifth episode of the Honestly Blunt Podcast. We're out.
Period, sir.
Ooh.
Period, sir.
Why you so ghetto? Where you get that ghetto shit from?
Period, sir. Mm.